Okay, today's daf is Bechoros, daf Chaf Tes. If there's any daf in Bechoros that's learned by people that are not learning Bechoros, it's probably Bechoros Chaf Tes. It's one of the dafim that quoted in other places in Shas, and the Mefarshim with the Tosfasim and the Rashis, they're all referred to Bechoros Chaf Tes. One of them. This is not the only one. We'll get to some later on. But this is one of those dafim. By the way, hopefully there is a dafi'in shir up. We had last night the topic of Garmi. Garmi, what came up on yesterday's daf. It was yesterday's daf and yesterday's topic. Wonderful. Okay, we are on Chaf Ches Amid Beis. We just did the Mishnah. So let's review. We're getting into the general topic of judging and mistakes when judging. That was yesterday's Mishnah. The Dayan who makes a mistake in judging is going to have to pay. Is that only according to Rabbi Meir? Or even not according to Rabbi Meir, if he's nasav and natav biyad, if he actively does it, so then that is a maisa hezek, which he would be chayef for. And the Mishnah went through all the different possibilities of cases, how a dayan could be actively involved. And then we went through the Mishnah about Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon trafed up a para that was missing its womb, and he was disproven. Rabbi Tarfon says, oy vey, there went your chamor Tarfon. We saw the Ben Yehoyada, two different pshatim from Mesechas Sanhedrin. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, you're going to be pater anyway. You're going to be pater anyway. Okay, so now the Gemara says, v'tepiklei... Typically, why do we say that this is the halacha, that if he wouldn't be a mumcha, he'd be pater. But look at it this way. The Ta'a B'Dvar Mishnah Choser. He's going to be pater in any case. Because Rabbi Tarfon's mistake here was what's called a Ta'a B'Dvar Mishnah. He made a mistake in an explicit text. And if there's a mistake in an explicit text, then basically it's not called a psak. If it's not called a psak, the whole din is chozer bo, and the dayan is a chayif to pay. You're just machzir the property to the original owner. And if it's not there anymore, it's not there anymore. But it's not the dayan's fault, because it's not considered like he did anything. It's not a horah. That's what the question is, right? Rashi, v'tepeklei, di'inami lav mumchehu, patur. He'd be patur anyway, d'tobet ar mishnu. That's the Mishnah Neilu Trefis. That says beferish. Nitzlo ha'im k'sheira. It doesn't matter if the Mishnah is in Mesechas Brachas or Shabbos, or in Mesechas Chulin. It's a Tobet ar mishnah, and therefore, you're going to be kasher anyway. It's going to be putter anyway. So, the fact that it was eaten by the dogs, as the Rashi says, ihu da'afsed anafshe. That's just bad. That's bad mazel, and we feel bad. But Tarfon is not going to have to pay for that because it's a tarvah of our Mishnah. Just the din was not a din. So back to the Gemara. So why do we have to come up with the svaras of Rabbi Kiva says you're a mumcha lebezdin? No, it's a tarvah of our Mishnah. So the Gemara answers, you're right. Chada va'od ka'ama. Really, it's two elements that Rabbi Akiva is saying. Chada, number one, the Tabit Var Mishnah Choser. Number one is Tabit Var Mishnah, and therefore, he is Choser Bo. This is a little difficult. Rabbi Tarfon didn't know the Mishnah. Rabbi Tarfon knew the Mishnah, so what was his svar? Maybe it has to do with how you look at Trefos, the discussion we had back in the third parak in Chulin. So you look at Trefos, Mamish, what it says in the Mishnah. Maybe Rabbi Tarfon thought that you could add on to Trefis if we know there is a certain evidence in Bizman Hazeh, and they answered him no. And after all, there are riots that from Alexandria that it wouldn't be it wouldn't be a Trefa. Okay, you gotta work on what was Rabbi Tarfon's svar. But either way, says the Gemara, number one, it was solved with our Mishnah, that's why the Dinis Choser and it wouldn't be Chayiv. V'yod, Inami, B'shikal Hadas, Ta'isa, and even if your mistake had been in the opposite of the Ta'a B'Dvar Mishnah, what's called Ta'a B'Shikol Hadas, Ta'us in evaluation and personal decision making, where the dayan is not just posculating based on an explicit source, but he's using his own input, Shikol Hadas, he's weighing his opinions. So even if you would have made that mistake, you'd still be Patur. Mumcha lebezdin atav cha mumcha lebezdin patur mil shalim. So then you'd still be Patur in that case. You have to add in a couple of lines to what Rabbi Akiva meant. Okay, so what exactly is Shikol Hadas? What is Dvar Mishnah? So Dvar Mishnah, as we said, is a Mefurish text in the Mishnayos, right? Mesechus Chulin. What's Shikol Hadas? So Rashi here quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin, second to bottom line, Kigon, Trei Tanoi or Trei Amaroi, De Pligi. Let's say there's a Machlokas. Machlokas Tanam Ramaran. Velo Itmar Hilchos Alo Kamar Velo Kamar. And the halacha wasn't paskin like one of them. Lomaskana. Visugya Da'alma Kechad Minayu. And the sugya goes like one of them. It appears to be like one of them. Va'azil Hai Va'avad Ki'idach. And he went and paskin like the other opinion. Masha'asa Asi Vishalami Beso. So that's Shikol Hadas. Shikol Hadas means it's a discussion of the Gemara. And he's not sure what a paskin like. And he paskins like the one that the sugya seems not to go by. But let's see if something is clear. So something is clear in the Mishnah, yes, that's Tal B'dvar Mishnah. What about if something is clear in the Gemara? Not in the Mishnah. So now, discussion of the Amoraim. So here, Lechor, if it would be clear, it would also be a Tal B'dvar Mishnah. Right? If it would be in the Amoraim. What about after the Amoraim? How far do you go? So that's a discussion in the Rush on that Gemara in Sanhedrin. What about a discussion in the Gaonim? What about if all the Gaonim hold one way and you go the other way? Is that a Tal B'dvar Mishnah? There's only like 5 pages of Rush on all of Sanhedrin, because it's not all the Maisa. Says the Rush, first quoting the Baal Amor. Says the Baal Amor, Shemati Mishum God Chacham Godol Michachmi Dareinu Shalafaneinu. The Ha'idna, well first the Baal Amor talks about another element. Two important points in this Rush. First is this one. The Baal Amor says, nowadays, less lon toeh b'shikol hadas. There's no more shikol hadas mistakes nowadays. Why? Shahare kol halachas psukos biyadenu. Omen ashas, omen agaonim sha'achar ashas. There's no more shikol hadas because everything is said already. You know everything. Everything else is application. Everything new. But all the yesodos are laid out. Hilkach lo mishkachas ha'idna toa b'shikol hadas. Therefore nowadays we're not going to find toa b'shikol hadas. Ela kol ha'toeh bidvar mishnah heim toim. Right, all the toim are toe bidvar mishnah. That is the Baal Hamor in the name of Chacham Gadol. The name of Chacham Gadol, that there is no more toe bidvar mishnah, because everything is stated today. It's either a mishnah, or it's a gemara, or it's a gaon. It's not going to say it's a rishon, because that's what he was. Says the Baal Hamor now, V'ani einirali dvarm halalu. I do not agree. Ella, kol mi she'ein ta'uso misbareres min ha-mishnah o min ha-shas. Mefurash b'li safik, lav toa b'dvar mishnahu, el toa b'shikol hadas. Says the Baal Amor, no, it's in the Gaonim, it doesn't have that status. Shas has special status. Ke'ena hi uvda del'el, he quotes a Gemara earlier in Sanhedrin. U'masha pasku ha-Gaonim achar stimas ha-Shas, mida'as machra'as, v'lo mehalacha berura u'psuka min ha-Shas, kesugin da'almahave. Right, it's that the Gaonim do not have the status of Shas, and therefore, don't put them on the same level. U'mandatoi bey, toi b'shikol hadas lo b'dvar mishnah. So he makes a mistake in the words of the Gaonim, goes against the Gaonim, that is toi b'shikol hadas. That is the Baal Hamor, quoting an opinion and then arguing. Machlokas, what do you say about the Gaonim? Then comes the Ravid. This is all in the Rush, right here in Perek Dalid, Simin Vav. Va Ravid kasal devre Baal Hamor, de emes amar hachacham, shim tab episke Gaonim shalosh shama devrehem. If he makes a mistake that he didn't hear the Gaonim's words, ve'ilu shama haya chozer bo be'emes u'abirur, he would go back if he had knew their words. That would be called toa b'dvar mishnah. Not that if you go against the Gaonim, but if you never knew the Gaonim, you didn't know. So that's a case of toa b'dvar mishnah. V'karvani lomar shafilu maya cholik apsaka gon mitam shenira lo lefidaito shalokadas agon yetze. Kepirusho comes out of our Mishnah. She'ein lanu atal lachlok al divrei gaon mirayas daitenu lefari she'inyan b'derech acher kedei sheishtana adin midivrei gaon imlo b'kushim u'forsemes v'zed davar she'ein nimsa. The only way you can argue on a gaon if there's an obvious problem with his shita. But other than that, which is very unusual, says the Ravid. But other than that, the Ravid agrees with this chacham echa that was quoted by the Baal Hamor that we would say that the gaonim do have that status. And then the Rush says, right after the Baal Hamor and after the Ravid, then the Rush comes in and says, V'ani Omer, Vadai, Kol mi she'ta b'piskei ha-Gaonim shlo shama divrayim. If you didn't know their shita and you would be chozer bo, if you know it, so then you can't, it's called toa b'dvar mishnah. But, what if you want to argue? You could argue. Not like the Ravid, meaning the Rush is like a middle opinion. The Ravid says you can never argue on the Gaonim unless there's a beferish problem with it that everybody knows about. But Meikar Adin, the Ravid says, no, Gaonim are like the Gemara. Saw b'dvar Mishnah. Masha'en kein, this chacham in the Balamar himself. No, you could argue on the Gaonim, and that's what the Rosh says. The Rosh kind of makes a chiluk. He says if you're arguing because you didn't know the words of the Gaonim, and if you would have known their words, you would be chozer bo. That's a talk b'dvar Mishnah. But if you know their words and you argue anyway, you're allowed to do that. Aval imlo yashru be'enav divrehem umevi rayos l'dvarav hamakubalim la'anshe doro, says the Rosh, yiftach b'doro kishmuel b'doro ein lecha el shofet asher yiyah b'yamim ahem ve'yi yacho listar divrehem ki kol advarim she'enem mivorim b'shas shesidah ravashi v'ravina adam yacho listar v'livnos afilo lachol al divrei ga'onim. Got to be excited early in the morning, right? If something is not mavur b'shas b'feirish, has a different status. This goes, we've had a shiur in the past about an inyani misora. What were the stages of the misora that were crucial? So the Mishnah for sure, the Gemara for sure, the Rama writes in Choshe Mishpat, that you're allowed to argue, Abdayin is allowed to argue on anything post-Gemara. He's alluding to this idea, because the Gemara says about Metzia, Ravina Varvashi, Sof Hora, that line. But here, the Machlokas Rishonim, what about the words of the Gaonim? Do they have any special status? The Rush and the Balamar say, no. They don't. Yiftach Barak Doro Kishmol Badoro. You can't say that about the Gemara. Yiftach Barak Doro Kishmol Badoro, therefore I can go against the Gemara. No, you can't say that about the Gemara.
So he makes a mistake in the Gemara that it's Tovah Bar Mishnah, and then Gaonim is Shikolatas? Is that what he's saying?
I'm sorry? Mishnah and Gemara are the same status. That's all Tovah Bar Mishnah. Gaonim, if it's just that you didn't know the words of the Gaonim, and that you would have been chozer if you knew it, so that's also Tav B'Dvar Mishnah. But if you know the words and you argue, that is Tav B'Shikol Adas, according to the Rush. Okay, very important Rush in Simin Vav, in the fourth parak in Sanhedrin, having to do with our discussion here. Okay, and also important, is there an example of Tav B'Shikol Adas Mizban Hazeh? Because everything's Mefurish. So that's also an underlying Machlokas. Good. The other one, just one machlokas to mention, and then we will move on. The Tur quotes a machlokas. I saw we mentioned this in Sanhedrin as well. What if the dayan, our case we're talking about is a dayan, what if the dayan said pay, but they didn't pay yet? Is that enough to say that, the din is a din? If you just said to pay, like in our case here, not by Tal B'Dvar Mishnah. Tal B'Dvar Mishnah means you're chozerbo. What if it was Tal B'Shikol Adas? You're not chozerbo, but you have to pay. So, what is the halach in that case? That's a machlokas. The Tur quotes a machlokas between the Rama and his father, and the Rush. If he just says, Chayv Ata, that Kasav HaRama, this is in Simen Chaf Hein in Choshe Mishpat, Dainu de Ta'a, velo hispik Tovea la Fuke mine de Nitva, the Tovea didn't take the money yet, Ad is Barer de Ta'a, Loshna Hedya, Loshna Mumcha, Loshna Tovea de Mishal, Loshna Tovea de Gladas, Kolkama de Lozachi Tovea be Mamona, Hadar Dina. Even if it's ta b'shikol adas, if it didn't happen yet, it didn't happen yet. And if your chozer bo, says the Rama, reish mem hey, the Rama, the Yad Rama. And then he quotes the Ravadoni, avi harash, kasa bazeh, no, I argue. V'yir midvarev de'im haya taz b'shikol adas, miyad kishapasa kadin, apal pisha adayin lohotziu miyad amischayev kamdina. Interesting machlokas. What happens if, in the case of Tav B'Shikol Adas, that's the nafkamina, Tav B'Shikol Adas, the dayan says to pay, but he didn't pay yet. Do you say kam dina or do you say hadar dina? In that case, machlokas rishonim. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, next Mishnah. Last line. So now we're moving out. We start off talking about Bechorah still, and then we're going to expand. Hanot el schar lios. This parak.com is all about hanhagis of a judge. Hanhagis of a judge. Hanot el schar lios roes habechoros. If somebody takes money, is someone allowed to take money to see mumin and decide whether a mum is a mum kavua or a mum over or not a mum at all? So if somebody takes money for mumin for to see Bechorah, Ein shochten al piv. You don't trust him. You don't trust him. Ein shochten al piv. Rashi says, Dilma mishim agra kasharile. Maybe because you're paying him, that's why he's mottering it. So you can't trust him if he is getting money for it. Ela im kain haya mumcha kayala biyavne. Unless he's like a mumcha, like Ela or ayala biyavne. Shehitiru lo chachamim lios notel. The chachamim allowed him to take money. Arba yisar slavei b'daka, v'shisha l'gasa. Four for a daka, six for a gasa. Bein tam uvein balmum. But he took the same amount whether it is a tam or a balmum, but he takes it. But he was such a chassid, he was such a pious person, Yerde Alf, that the chachamim allowed him to take this money because they trusted him. But again, it's important that it's the same whether it is a mum or not a mum, right? Because as we'll see, if you only take the money if it's a mum, then obviously you're taking the money. It looks like you're taking the money because it has a mum. And we'll talk more about that in the Gemara in a second. This is the basis, by the way, for a halacha in Hilchas Shechita. Hilchas Shechita, 18:18. Yurches. Hatabach is a shochet allowed to take money. Hatabach, tzarech sheyito schar minat shreifos, kamo minat sheros. Equal. Doesn't matter if the animal is going to be treif or kosher. You have to take equal amount of money from both. Rama, shelo yavo lahakel lahakshir kedei lakabal schar minat sheros. If you take more money from the ksheros, if you only take money for the ksheros, so then you're going to try to be machsherit more. So that you can't do. V'lachain. What about a mashgiach? I would say similar. Same thing. What the mashgiach says is a problem or not a problem, he's got to get an even wage. V'lachain nagu b'ksas mekomos, she'ein adam shochet u'bodek la'atzmo, ela osen hamamunim min hakahal. That is why you have mamunim from the kahal, because they get a wage. You're not going to have private people coming in that certain balabatim are going to pay for the kshirim and not for the psulim. But that comes from this Mishnah. Because this Mishnah, that as long as it's equal, it would be okay. So my time, says the Gemara, one second, why is there more money? Why did Ayala and Yavne get more money for the gasas than the dakos? Hai nafesh tirchei v'ai lo nafesh tirchei. It's more tircha to shecht a gasa, and therefore we would give him more money for his tircha, but not that there's anything different between the ksheiros and the psulos. This reminds us, if you remember, back in Chulin we spoke about the kashas of a giraffe. We spoke about the kashas of a giraffe, that there's a misconception out there that a giraffe is not a giraffe is kosher, but you just don't know where to shecht it. We said lahefech, a giraffe is the easiest animal to shecht because it has such a long neck. So the problem by a giraffe is just a practical problem. Number one, the meat probably doesn't taste so good, because if you look at even in the non-Jewish world, there's no giraffe cuisine that people don't eat giraffe meat. Number two, it's very expensive to get a way to hold the giraffe down. Like it says, nafish tircha here. It's like impossible. How are you going to hold the giraffe down? So that's why it's not done. Right? And others, maybe it's very, very tough meat. Either way, nafish tirchei is related to the giraffe. Bein tamu bein balmum. You take the same money for tamu balmum. Why bishlama balmum? Mishum dekashari le by a balmum. You're not allowed to take money because then it looks like you're taking the money to allow the guy to have his bechara with a mum. Elatam amai. Why not by a tam? Tiyim kein asilu mechshadei. Because if you take money for just a balmum, then people are going to be choshed him. V'amri hi. I'm sorry, the opposite. You don't want to take money for a tam. Why? Because they're going to be choshed in va'amri. Hi, balmum tamu. Really, this balmum is a tam. Really, it's not a mum. V'hai dekashari le'mishem agra. He's just allowing it because of the schar. So therefore, he's got to take money for equal amounts of money for a tam or a balmum. Right? The balmum, because it appears like you're matrig it for the mum, and even for a tam, you're not allowed to take money because people are going to be choshed. So ihachi tam nami amri balmum hu vaydeloka sharile sarki heche delolishkol agri zimnachrisi. I even by a tam too. If you take money for a tam, people might say it's really a balmum, but you're just not matring it yet because you want to be able to collect twice for this animal, right? If I say it's a tam now, you're gonna have to come back to me next week. So yeah, I know it's a balmum now, but I'm gonna say it's a tam, so you come back to me. So the Gemara says, no. Chad zimna takini le rabbanan, tre zimna la takini le rabbanan. You're only allowed to take money for one animal once. Once an animal is shown to a kohen, to a chacham, so then even if that animal is shown five times, he can't take money again. So it's not going to help. Only once is he allowed to do that. Ask Tosfos on Tapiyim Tomar Akati Amri. But still, people might say, "Hi Tamu, it's really a Tam." V'hai Desharli. Why is he saying it's a Balmum? L'fishein Arosel Etzroch Mamacheres. The opposite. If it's such a Tircha, because he knows he's not going to get paid for another time, so maybe he's just going to say it's a Balmum now. He doesn't want to have to deal with it again. So Tosfos gives a couple of answers. The second one is people aren't going to make up such a lie in order to save themselves a little Tircha. Rachoshit people to be so low. V'yesh lomar v'od. D'bazelo yechsheduhu la'olam. Sheyater es ha'iser k'dei lihinotzel mitorach shopam shniya. Come on, we're not going to do that for shochtim. So therefore, one doesn't have to worry about that. Okay, but the Gemara just went through all the permutations, so why does one have to take an equal amount for a tam and baal mum? Next, now we generalize. Now we're generalizing in terms of taking money for various services. Hanot el scharo ladun, dina betelim. If somebody takes schar, can somebody get paid to be a judge? Who can get paid to be a judge? So make her a din, dina betelim. The dinim are batel. We'll see, obviously, soon. So how does a judge ever get paid? Somebody works for a bezdin. But let's just read the Mishnah. Lo ha'id. Somebody allowed to take money to testify? Edusa batelin. Their aid is batel. We're not even talking about shochad here. We're not talking about from the parties. Let's say there is a set wage that is paid for witnesses, right, or for judges. Edusa batelin. Right, the edusim are batel. Okay, let's just read the whole Mishnah, then we'll talk about it. Lahazos ulakadesh meimav. Ulakadesh. Let's say a Kohen's going to get paid to sprinkle the ashes of the paraduma, and even to be makadesh the ashes, putting the ashes onto the water. Meimav meima'ara. His water is considered cave water, meaning it doesn't have kedusha. Efara eframakla. His ashes are considered just stam ashes, not from the paraduma, meaning it's no good. Imaya Kohen, but if there was a Kohen that is working for you, and you had to take him a certain way to go to the place where you need him, and you had to take him through a place where it made him tamei, and therefore he can't eat truma, and he's going to have to pay for the more expensive chulin. So, im haya Kohen v'timuhu mi trumaso. So you made him tamei, so then you got to cover his expenses. Right, that's not called paying him. Ma'achila u'ma'ashko v'sacho. Then you gotta take care of him because it's your fault that he had to become tamei. V'maya zaken. If he's an older person, that you gotta pay for his transportation. Markibo lachamar. You gotta put him on a donkey. V'nosin lo scharo kipoel. And you have to give him scharo kipoel. What does that mean? The Gemara is gonna say what's called kipoel batel. Meaning the amount of money that he's losing based on not doing his other job, that is not considered paying him, and therefore that's going to be mutter, and that obviously, as is known, is what is mutter in many cases. What's called schar batala. I am paying not for what you are doing, but for not doing what else you could be doing. And therefore, that's a service to the community, and that would be allowed. Okay, there's a lot to talk about here. Let's see where we will start. There's a question that Minchas Chinuch discusses. What happens if he gets paid after he judges? He said, we're going to pay you, but he gets paid after he judges. Is that a problem also? L'mafreya, his dinim aren't going to be a din? That's a subject of the Minchas Chinuch in Shin Sadik Tes Os Ches. Im lo nasan lo, rak hiftiach li tein lo, eino nifsal. It seems from the Rambam that if you pay afterwards, even if you promised me beforehand, that would not possible as him. It's just an issue of paying beforehand. So that's what he discusses. Suffolk, whether if he gets paid afterwards, what would be the din? There's an interesting Bartanura. Bartanura. Where's the Bartanura? The Bartanura is on our Mishnah. The Rav Bartanura. I don't know how many Rav Bartanuras are quoted in Shulchan Aruch, but this is one of them. Says the Bartanura on our Mishnah, on the Mishnah of Hadot Schar Ladun, Uberabone Ashkenaz, Ra'isi Sha'arureha. I saw something that made my hair stand on end. Bidavar Zeh, Shelo Yevosh Harav Hanismach Rosh Yeshiva, Lital Asar Zehuvim, Kedelios Chatzi Shah Al Tzivas Unesinas Get Echad. He takes a lot of money to write, to spend a half an hour writing one get. That case that the Rav was talking about is not a case where there's a common public wage that somebody works for a bezdin and therefore gets paid for the bezdin. This case that he's talking about here is a specific Rosh Yeshiva that goes and does private gittin and takes a lot of money for it. So he says, I don't know how that could be. It doesn't sound like that's Schar Batala. It doesn't sound like he goes in the time that he's supposed to be given shear. No, he has another job. He does this on the side. So the Bar Tanura is very upset about that. Where does this come up in Shulchan Aruch? If you look in the end of Hilchas Gittin, in Shulchan Aruch, there's something called Seder HaGet, which goes through 101 things that you have to remember about a get. It's literally 101. Kuf Alef Seifim. So 101 Seifim in Seder HaGet. After Kuf Nun Dalad, after Simen Kuf Nun Dalad, we have Seder HaGet, and right at the beginning, number one, you have to have a bucky. Number two, Yesh Nizarmi Lasadar HaGet Be'erav Shabbos. Some say it's, you should not do a get on Fridays. And if you look in Dalad, 4 out of 101. Im Asofer O Achachem Hamesader HaGet Notlim Schar Harbe Yoter Mikadei Batala. If they take more than Kadei Batala, which was what was going on over there, they were ripping off the people involved. Yesh Omrim Shetzarach Shelo Yiu. If they do that, that's a problem. Right? You should make sure that they don't do that. And then he says, V'harabeinu Ovadia, Bepirish HaMishnah, Perek Dalev DeBechoros, Karatagar Al HaRabanim, Misadri HaGet, Hanoglim Yotem, Mekdei Schar Batala. There it is. He quotes it. Rama v'lanagu kamoso gamtamo ina klum kiu madama davizel mashan renotos schar ladon dina betalin veinaraya. He compares it to the, he says the edim also, but he says no cedar. Then he says maybe cedar get isn't called din. He tries to be, the Rama tries to be masav minog. Either way, that is the according to the Bar Tanura, he's very right, like dina betalin. So is this called din? So that's a big discussion. Right, the first daf in Sanhedrin is discussed whether gittin is called din. Afkamina, what about balayla? What about din get a chalitza? There's a tshuva of the Noda Bihuda about this, but that is, I just remember that I would have brought it. But that is the first rav. If you look in the Choshen Mishpat, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch and Choshen Mishpat, Simin Al Simin Ches. This is Simin Tes. This is just in general in Choshen Mishpat Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch there says, just to read it to you because it's come up in the past, but one has to be very careful by judging and taking schar, like the Argamar says, Hanotos Schar Ladun. So again, Schar Batala is okay, but the Shulchan Aruch says, Ma'od Ma'od. Tzarech hadayon li zoher shelo likach shochad afilu lezakos es hazakai v'imlako tzarech lach zero v'chulu, and he continues. So I think we pointed out in the past the sma points out here ma'od ma'od keinu lashanatur, what's the very u'beprisha kasafti, the prisha, the same author, prisha, the drisha, and the sma, all the same author, kasafti t'bishim d'chemdas u'meshicha sa'adam achar mamon hisir pasar kfula. The ataiva and the Yitzhahara for money is very strong. That's what the Shulchan Aruch has to emphasize. Ma'od, ma'od. Be very careful. The kazam ma'od. Omei hai taiva, he says, you look in the tour writes this 4 times. I think I didn't look it up this time. I think it was 6 times. If you check the computer. 6 times. But he goes 4 times. Shulchan Aruch says, ma'od, ma'od, 4 places. Number one is here by Shochad. Number two is in Yaradeya regarding Rivis. Kuf Samach. That's also money. It's also money. The same ma'od, ma'od. Ma'od, ma'od, you gotta be careful. Talk about Lizar Besa Ribis. Next, number 3, Yoredeya Shilamid Vav regarding Refuah. Refuah, ma'od, ma'od, Kamosha Roy, Lizar Bedina Nefashis. Pikuach Nefesh. He says ma'od, ma'od there. So you have it by Shochad, you have it by Ribis, you have it by Pikuach Nefesh, and you have it in Simon Chafalaf and Evan Ezer regarding Kreva La Arayos. Ma'od, ma'od, one has to be very careful. In that case, that was the 4. I think there was 1 or 2 more outside, but these are the 4 that the Sma quotes, and he says the whole source of this is the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Ma'od ma'od havi shval ruach. If somebody's a shval ruach, that's the ma'od ma'od, so then they'll know their place, and they won't try to be overstep their bounds in arayos, in money, in being a doctor. They won't think, like my father always likes to quote, Tov shevarofen legehenim. As Chazal say, what does that mean? Tov Shavarofim, Tov Gematria 17. The doctor that only says 17 brachas in Shemona Esrei. The 18th one, no, I'm okay. Rafaenu, I don't need Rafaenu because I'll take care of it. No, the doctor that thinks that he's the greatest, right? Ma'od Ma'od Havishval Ruach. That is what we discussed here. Okay, so this is all certain services, public services, that one is not allowed to get paid for. One can't get paid for. Why can't one get paid for any of these services? Why? Because, as the following, says the Gemara, Minani Mili. How does one know that you have to do these services for free? Some of you, the Marav, Diyamakra, Re'eli Maso, what's been on immediately? So Rashi adds in. You don't take schar for Paschal, you don't take schar for Talmud Torah, teaching Talmud Torah, Rashi adds in, because that's the context of the Pasuk. But the Gemara extends it to all the cases in the Mishnah. Re'eli Matzi Eschem. Smosha says, see, I taught you, Ma'ani Bechinam, Afata Bechinam. Just like I teach you, Bechinam, for free, so too, you have to teach others for free. Tanya Nami Hachi, Kasher Tzivani, Hashem Alakar, like Hashem commanded me, Ma'ani Bechinam, Afatem Bechinam. How do I know that if I can't find somebody to teach me for free, I got to pay for it? Tamalomar emes kinei. You have to buy truth. Torah is emes. Rashi is one word. Emes, Torah. Right? Torah is emes. So therefore you have to even buy it if you need to. Shalom yomar. How do another one shouldn't say, Kishav Shalamdiya Bishar Kach Alam Dena Bishar? Just like I was taught Bishar, I had to pay for it, so I'm going to teach it Bishar, Tambalomar, Emes Kinei, the Al Timkar. Right? Buy truth, Al Timkar, don't sell it, meaning you can't get paid yourself. Couple of important Ta'aris. Emes Kinei, Torah's Emes. If you remember, we mentioned it in Shir a couple of years ago, a beautiful thought that said by the Iyun Tfilah. The Iyun Tfilah. If you look in the bottom, in the Otzer HaTfilas, the old, in the Siddur, which are all the Mefarshim on it, on the bottom of Shema, on the bottom of Emes, the Yatzev V'Nachon, so there, the Iyun Tfilah quotes Harav HaGadol Rabbi Pinchas, Baal Sidur Shar HaRachamim. He says, he gave a Ha'ara Nechona Ma'od. What's the Ha'ara Nechona Ma'od? All of these words, starting with Emes, the Yatzev V'Nachon V'Kayim V'Yashar, they're all parallel. These 15 words are parallel to the psukim in the first two parshiyos of Kriya Shema. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that's parallel to Emes. Bar Sheikvot Machzoli Olam Vo'ed, that's V'Yatzev. V'Yatzev Hashem Elokecha is parallel to V'Nachon. And he goes through each one. He says, L'fidaito nosu shisha, I'm sorry, 16. Shisha asar hatarim o'ele, min emes ad v'yafe, betur kiyum v'haskama, l'shisha asar ho'inyanim, asher hisbaru b'shisha asar piskei, psukei shtei parashiyos harishonos, shebekriyashma, shma v'ayim shemoa, v'anachru nevar, and he goes through each one of them. Each one of them. So what's the first one? The first one is emes. Chosamu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes. Right, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that when they were crying about the Chorban, so a petek went fell down from Shemayim, what was written on it, Emes, because that's the Chasim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that is parallel to Shema Yisrael. Emes Adavar Hazesh, Hashem Yisbarach Echad. Emes parallels that. What's the greatest thing about this pshat? It says that he told it to the Gra, and the Gra loved it. That's the great thing. He says, Ukshehirtze Dvarav Lefnei HaGra Kalsei. If you got a kalsay from the Gra, you're okay, right? You got a praise from the Gra. A few people in history that if you get a haskama from them, that's worth all the haskamas of everybody else put together. The Gra, the Rugachover, right? And those who were not known for their haskamas. But that's right here. Torah is emes. Chosamo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes. Tosfos here has a crucial line. How is it possible that you can't get paid to teach Torah? Doesn't it say in Maseches Ksubis that the Dayonik Zeros B'Yerushalayim, the people who used to teach the Kohanim how to do different things, you see that they took money for different services. Second half of Tosfos, Ma, Ki, Hasam, Kivan, to call Eskam Ayalze. This was their Parnas, this is what they did the whole time. V'lo hayu oskim b'shum malacha sha'al karcham tzrichan liz parnes. They were not worried, they weren't doing anything else, so they had to get money from this. U'mashinogin achshav lo motor b'schar im ein lo b'malis parnes shari v'yafilu yesh lo im uschar batala. If this is his full-time job, it's fine, because there's no other way that he could survive, and the community needs him. And even if he does have another job, it's called Schar Batala if he does this on the side. And that is why the Ramah quotes in Yoredeya, Reish Mem Vav, that it's Mutter. I'm not going to read that inside, but all you got to know is about the Tshuva of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe in Yoredeya, Beis Kuf Tes Zayin. Be'inyin, Kabbalas Pras. So he discusses this. Then he says those who are learning and those who are teaching, getting paid for it. So he goes through the Rashita of the Rambam. The Rambam is very charif in not taking anything. And he says, V'av, imuladina, halacha karambam, his kimukin chachmi adoros, eis la'asos la'shem efeir turasecha, she'ilu lohaya parnasas halomdim amalamdim mitsuya, lohaya yichol al-truch, batorah karoi, v'ayis ator mishtacha kachat v'yisrael, v'chulu. And he quotes, that there are heterim. And then he says, what if you have a rav that says, no, I'm a good investor, so I'm going to invest on the side, and I'll still be the rabbi. Right, but I'm going to do. I'll be a business and the rabbi. Says Moshe, no way. V'ani omer ki elu hamischastim. You think that's a chumra? Oh, you're being machmir. Elu hamischastim misachitas harambam who beitzas hayetz sahara. Kadesha yifsok milomo v'yasok b'malachu b'mischar v'chadome. Atchilu basov im shochachim af mikhava mikzas shekvar lomdu v'manichem af legvor zman katzel l'talmud Torah. He says, if you want to be the rabbi, you got to be the rabbi. If you want to be in chinuch, you got to be in chinuch. You got to do it. You got to be in business and then teach the children a little bit. He says, vaday, e efshar l'shum adam lehisgaos v'lomar, shu yachol asal malacha ulahachkin batorah, to be able to teach the tzibur. V'lachain, lo yala machshavascha eitzas ha-yitzahara, shish b'kabolas ha-pras, delomdim b'kololim u'pras d'rabbanim, u'malamdim v'rashi yeshivas, ez ha-chet v'chisar midas chasidus, shu rak lahasis lifrosh min ha-torah, u'mi yitain, v'hayu nimsayim anashim misnadvin l'parnas harbe, Misrabim b'nei Torah g'dol Yisrael b'alei hara karasan Hashem Yisbarach she'en lo b'olamo el adal ramah shel halacha. This is not a tshuva about specifically about money in order to be marbitz Torah. He has other tshuvas about making a living. That's not this tshuva of Rav Moshe. That's not what we're talking about here. But specifically taking money, he wrote this in 1964. He says there is no problem whatsoever, and he says l'chadchila. If somebody is a rav, if somebody is a malameh, they should l'chadchila try to be in that profession full time, as long as the tzibur could help support. Okay, here's an interesting another just second bartanura of the day. Aselach harav kneilach chaver. Doesn't say kneilach harav. It's aselach harav kneilach chaver in Pirkei Avos because the chaver is supposed to. You could buy the friend, but you're not supposed to buy the rebbe, right? That's this. That's here. But Scharbatala and the only one, then there would be a certain heterim. What about taking money to do other services like chauffeur? Shofar, so Shulchan Aruch says you shouldn't. Shulchan Aruch says one should not take money. He says if you take money, ain't a rosim in bracha. That's what Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah for taking money. But the Bachronim note, the Piskei Tshuvas quotes that nowadays you're mafliya it in the practice, in the other services, in order to do very well. And most poskim say Dafka, the Baal Tokeya, if he's coming from outside, should get paid because then he's going to take it seriously. Say for a chazan, Baal Korei, Baal Tokeya, right? All of this. Besides the Schar Shabbos and the Schar Yontif issue, but just this other issue, but Schar for a service, the minute goal is to be Mekel. If the Rashi's Bikurim suggests, I got my new Rashi's Bikurim, just new printing. So he said, now bold print, Yesh La'amari says, because Bizmanenu, most of the kolos that we brought are Durabanan anyway, there's no Isser of Schar for Tkiyas Durabanan. So you can say you're getting paid for the last 70. The first 30 you're doing for free. Right, so if you have somebody who does the first 30 and then the 70, that would be a problem. But he says, because most of the Tkiyas today are Durabanan, so we know that there is no Schar for Mitzvah, there's no Isser of taking the Schar for Mitzvah Durabanan. Okay, that's what his suggestion is. Obviously, this is a huge topic. There's a lot more here, but we move on. Says the Gemara, Lahazos Lakadish, Meima'ara, Efro Makle. Somebody takes money for doing the Paraduma services. It's a problem. Vera Mindu, boy to me. We learned in Mesechus Kedushin. Hamakadish b'mechatas, b'eferchatas. If somebody takes the mechatas or the eferchatas and is Makadish a woman with it, it works. Harezim Kudashas. Avishu Yisrael, even if he's a Yisrael, he's not even a Kohen. Even if it is Yisrael. So you see there's a value to these items. L'char, maybe you could get schar for them. So you see there's a value. So how can you say here that it's like it's meaningless if you would take schar for them? You see you could get married with them. So I'm Rabbi Lokasha, kan b'schar havo milui, kan b'schar hazov kiddush. The original, the earlier stages of preparation, getting the water, bringing the water, fine, you can take schar for that. That's not part of the actual mitzvah. But the actual hazaah, mixing the water and the ashes together, and the actual kiddush, that is the problem. Dekan, I mean, it's meduyak, diktani, because it says here, hachal hazos ulakadesh, to do both, and hazam tani hamakadesh, mechadesh, meifachadesh. You see there, you didn't mix it yet. It's Afer and May. Shema Mina, so you see there, they're not mixed up yet, and therefore, it is a mutter. Period. Weiter. If talk a little bit? There is a Machane Ephraim here about this this line about the Mechatos and the Ephrachatos. You know what? Let's wait and let's we'll see at the end. Says the Gemara, if he was a Kohen and he became Tummy because he was servicing you, Mitomaso, Mitromaso, then you have to cover his expenses. So the Gemara says, Ihu Gufe Hechi Azil. What do you mean? If you were mitame him because he's going to do a mitzvah for you, how do you allow himself to become tame? He can't be mitame himself daraisa. Tumah daraisa is this a daraisa? This is daraisa to go do a mitzvah for you, a service for you? So Gemara says, you're right. Three possibilities that it's not daraisa. And if it's not daraisa, but makom zeh, you could say, there's a heter. Number one, lebeis apras derabanan. It's talking about a beis apras. Beis apras, a field that had a kever in it that was nechrash, that was plowed over, and there is no, if it's so tiny, it's less than, if you're worried about a piece of bone the size of a barley seed, etzem kisaora, so it's really suffic, because you're not sure if you're going to touch an etzem kisaora barley seed. Etzem kisaora is not mitame ba'ohel. Right, that's the halacha Moshe B'Sinai. It's only mitami v'magal b'masa. So that's what you're worried about here. So it's the rabbanan were mitami that area. The rabbanan. Tomer v'yudam harav menafeach ada beis apras v'holech. You can go to a beis apras by blowing. You look at the ground and you blow, and in that way you'll make sure that there is no bone that you're going to come in contact with. Number two possibility. Rav Yehuda bar Ami Mishay the Rav Yehuda Amar beis apras shenidosh tar. Maybe we're talking about a case, a beis apras that was actually plowed over. So you don't even have to blow. It was plowed over, so there is no, you're not worried about any type of etzem kisaora, even without the blowing. And that's the case we're talking about here. Sorry? He's paying him to come do the service. What, oh, here, why is he, oh, so why is he paying him in terms of made him tameh? Well, he still might be tameh midrabanan. So tumah midrabanan here. That's the beis apras. You have to take these precautions, but you have to say the case is that it's tumah derabanan, right? That's what he says on the bottom. Beis apras shelidosh shedashu bnei adam beragleim tar sheyashal hashem kisaora shlo yinidus beragel ubeis apras ein bo shum safik elim shum etzem kisaora. Right. So that is the. So you're saying in this case maybe we're not even tummy. Let's see in the first case if he didn't blow he might be. So right, yichinami. Maybe this is just continuing to explain about the beis apras. So it's really only a second. A second day, inami. That's why you only have an inami here, right? Rabbi Yehuda is only explaining more about a beis apras that if you did this, you wouldn't even have to blow. And inami number two, bishar tumas lomozer alayu. Maybe he's talking about other tumos that will prevent him from eating truma, but there's no iser. Only there's not tumas mace. Tumas mace he can't be mitami himself. But let's say tumas sheretz. Let's say other types of tumas where there is no iser for the kohen to make himself tami. Period. Am I a zaken makiva lachamor? The Mishnah said, if he's a zaken and you pay for his expenses, you also have allowed to pay him. Tana kepoel batel. You're allowed to pay him like a poel batel. What does that mean? Amar Abaya kepoel batel shalosa malacha. What does that mean? So Rashi here quotes what he says elsewhere as well. If you have a pearl cutter, so obviously that's a different loss of work than somebody who does a less expensive and a less tedious work. It goes by how expensive the work is, how specialized it is, and how much tircha there is, and how much would a person want to forego the work that he usually does in order to do this thing for you. And that difference is what is involved in the schar batala. Okay. Weiter. And you see the big toasters here on the bottom, also discusses how exactly it is figured out. Says the Mishnah, Hachashur ala b'choros. Now we're into chashur. Somebody's chashur about b'choros. What is he chashur about? Rashi says he's chashur about putting a mum on the b'choros. Kagon, Hachashur ala mum b'chor, because he wants to use it. Hachashur ala b'choros in lochim, imenu basar tzvaim. You're not allowed to even buy deer meat from him, even though there's no b'chor from deer meat, but still, that's the gzeira. Can't even buy that because it could be michlef. It could be mixed up. Velo orosh ain't a move avudim. You can't buy skins that are not avud, that were not processed. Again, because the skin might be of a bechor. Rabbi Elazar Omer lochem in orosh on a keva. You could buy oros that are clearly from female animals because that's not included in xera. That's obviously there's no bechor from there. They lochem imenu tsemer meluban vitzowi. You can't buy from them white or dirty, meaning cleaned or dirty tsemer, because you're worried that it might be from a bechor. Avalochem imenu tavi u begadim. You could buy from them tavi, meaning threads, and begadim, clothes. As we'll see, because if he went through the tircha, he probably wouldn't have gone through the tircha if it was a bechar. We'll see that in the Gemara. Basar tzvaim svaim de michlaf bidaga. Why can't you even buy, if somebody's chashan a bechar, you can't buy from them even deer meat, because it might get mixed up with egel. See, on the side it changes it, because agala is not a worry. Change it to egel. Velo oro, shein and avudim. You can't buy those skins. Ha avudim zavninan. But it's mashma that if they are processed, you can buy them. Why? Why im Isa de bechar havi? If it really was a bechar, lo havi tarach be. He wouldn't put in such tircha. Savar isham be rabbanan mafsad yiliminoi. The rabbanan didn't find out about this. They're just going to take it away from me. They're going to make me bury it. So he's not going to go through all the tircha because of the chance that the rabbanan might find out. Next, Rabbi Eliezer Omer lochem and arosh on a kevi. You can buy the female ones. My time, huh? May the idea it's known. The female and the male hides are known, and therefore there's no gzeira. Vitanakama. The Tanakama does not allow even the female hides. Why? Im Kain, because even the male hides. Zachar Nami. Chayek lezichrusei. V'amar achbarim achluhu. It could very well be that you can make a male hide look like a female hide. Right? You could cut it in a way and say, oh, cut out the area where it looked like a male. And you could say, oh, it was eaten by the mice. Right, and really, it was because it was a male. So, if you allow nekevas, then that's going to lead to tricks. So, v'idach, what would Rabbi Eliezer answer to that? Be achbar made the idea. No, you could tell where the guy cut it or the achbarim ate it. It's a big difference between the two. You'll be able to see the difference. Ve'ilochim menot samer mulub b'nesoi. You don't buy. You're not allowed to buy wool from them, clean or dirty. So hashtat semer maluba loz avninan. If you can't buy the clean, where he did the tircha, tsoi mi bai, right? So tsoi, where he didn't do the tircha, of course you're not allowed to buy. Right? We said before, the tircha you would think you can buy, and here you can't. So elachadatani, really it's one case. Semer miluban mitsoaso. It's wool that was cleaned from its dirt. Avalochim menu taviu begadim. You're allowed to buy taviu begadim. Same kind of question. Hashtat tavi zavninan. If you're allowed to buy tavi, threads that were it was made into threads, even that you're allowed to buy, so where there was no, and not as much tircha done, begadim mibay, of course you get allowed to buy begadim, there was tremendous tircha done, so my begadim namti, two different things, the begadim that we're talking about are namti, which Rashi explains are not made out of threads, they're not woven together, right, it's just like put together under pressure. So therefore, that's what you're allowed to buy. A little bit more. Hachashar al shvius. Now we generalize. Chashudim. If somebody is chashar on shvius, in lochem yimeno pishton, you can't buy even pishton from them. What's the chiddush of pishton? There is the gzera of svichin. Items that grow by themselves in shvius are also drabanon. Pishton was never included in that gzera. You're still not allowed to buy that from the chashudim because that's the gzera. V'yafilu serak, even if it's combed out. But you're allowed to buy something that is processed very much. Hasha tavi zavdina arig mi boy. Same thing. If somebody's, you're allowed to buy tavi arig, which is even a further stage of the process. Of course, you're allowed to buy. So my arig tichi. We're talking about tichi. Tichi means Rashi says sharsharos. You have these threads of chains that were not woven at all. So that's why it would be mutter. Okay, let's stop here by the next mishnah. We'll talk about chashudim and other areas of halacha as we head towards the end of this fourth parak of Mesechus Bechoros. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody, the Ian Shia should be up, ou.org.